What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune in to You and the Law for legal information you can use. In 1976, Jamaica passed the Status of Children Act, giving rise to the then popular phrase, "No bastard, no day again." In today's program, we look at what the enactment of the Status of Children Act means for children born outside marriage. I'm Lorraine Mendez. Stay with us. You and the Law will be right back.
Help to reduce billions of dollars spent annually on Jamaica's energy bill. Save energy by reducing the number of lights to a switch in large rooms so that lighting can be turned off when certain areas are not in use. Save energy. Secure Jamaica's energy future.
Welcome back. Prior to 1976 and the passage of the Status of Children Act, children born within a marriage were considered lawful, while those born outside marriage were called unlawful, bastards, or even worse.
Which was completely uncomplimentary for children, and therefore it was felt in order for children to have the best chance in life that those who were born outside of marriage should have equal status with those born within marriage.
Women and children's rights advocate attorney Margaret May McCauley.
Before the act was passed, there was a lot of debate on its passage. There were some church groups that were not in agreement with it, some married people who were not happy with it. But after it was passed, things seemed to quieten down and it has worked very well.
Prior to the passage of the Status of Children Act, a child who was born out of wedlock could not automatically inherit his parents' estate on the death of that parent unless there was a will.
So it was very, very difficult for a child born outside of marriage to lay claim to a father who was in a marriage and had his lawful children. The lawful children always had preemptive rights over that outside child.
Let's say, for example, your father was married but not to your mother and died without leaving a will. The Status of Children Act allows you to apply for a share in his estate based on the Interstates, Estates and Property Charges Act. This provides that when someone dies interstate, that is without leaving a will, his or her property automatically goes to the surviving widow or widower and children.
Also, even if a will is left and you are minor at the time of his death, or you are not a minor, you're in college and he had been quietly providing for you, so you are dependent, you can apply to the court to make provision for you from his estate, even though he had left his property, his estate, shared it in his will. The court will make an order for the provision for you to continue until you either obtain your majority or you finish your studies.
In this case, you would apply to the court under the Inheritance Provision for Family and Dependents Act. In declaring equal rights for children born outside a marriage, the law established a process by which paternity could be proven, which would then be accepted by the court. After the process is successfully completed, the court would make a declaration of paternity. In making the declaration of paternity, the court requires evidence. Evidence may come by way of a blood test if all the parties are alive, or from statements by witnesses.
Evidence from persons who knew the parent, who would give evidence to the fact that they knew that they had an intimate relationship, when they had this intimate relationship, how long it lasted, when she started showing with pregnancy, when the child was born, in order to sort of prove and narrow down and point to this particular man as being the father.
DNA testing did not come in stream until the 90s, so the Status of Children Act does not refer to DNA testing as a means of establishing paternity. Instead, it refers to blood tests. However, since the advent of DNA testing, Jamaican courts have been using this method as a means of establishing paternity. In 1976, the United Nations heralded the passage of the Status of Children Act as a significant piece of legislation as it relates to protecting the rights of children and encouraged other countries to follow Jamaica's lead. That's it for this edition of You and the Law. Special thanks to our guest, women and children's rights advocate Margaret May McCauley, and thank you for joining us. For further information, please visit our website at jis.gov.jm. You can also keep up with us on Facebook. Along with studio engineer Andre Palma, I'm Lorraine Mendez. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.